Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is November 29, 2025. Let's get straight into the key developments shaping the markets. Bitcoin is currently trading near $91,800, holding above last Friday's low of about $82,000, signaling a potential rebound. Ethereum remains steady at $3,060, while XRP shows modest gains to $2.22. The total crypto market capitalization stands around $3.21 trillion, having seen minor fluctuations but holding relatively stable. One of the significant stories this month is the surge of institutional interest in XRP through newly launched ETFs. These funds recorded net inflows of nearly $644 million in their first month, bringing total net assets to just over $676 million. This accounts for roughly 0.5% of XRP's overall market cap. Notably, inflows peaked on November 14 with over $243 million, and again on November 24 with $164 million, pointing to sustained demand. Leading issuers like Grayscale and Franklin Templeton have played key roles here. Technically, XRP remains resilient by holding prices above $2.18. Analysts observe that breaking above $3 could trigger a strong upward trend. This is supported by data showing Binance's XRP reserves at a record low of 2.7 billion tokens, suggesting long-term holding by investors. The relative strength index is near the midpoint, indicating XRP is at a crucial point. If conditions improve, bullish targets as high as $10 have been suggested. Meanwhile, Zcash is gaining traction as a quantum-resistant asset, now with a market cap of $8.75 billion and daily trading volume exceeding $1 billion. Chart patterns show ZEC testing a bullish pennant formation, with momentum indicators like RSI and MACD signaling potential strength ahead. On the downside, Tether is shutting down its Bitcoin mining operations in Uruguay, attributing the move to high energy costs. This closure results in the layoff of 30 out of its 38 employees there. In broader market news, the overall cryptocurrency capitalization has slightly contracted by 0.4% to about $3.19 trillion. Despite this, XRP continues to outpace the market, highlighting its divergence amid ongoing volatility. Institutional interest across the sector is building, with market watchers keeping a close eye on upcoming Federal Reserve decisions that could impact sentiment and capital flows. From a regulatory and policy standpoint, the International Monetary Fund has flagged risks linked to the rapid expansion of tokenized markets. They warn of potential flash crashes due to automated smart contract executions and interconnected systems, highlighting the need for enhanced coordination to prevent market fragmentation and liquidity issues. On the regulatory front, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has granted a no-action letter to the Solana-based project Fuse, indicating flexibility towards strictly utility tokens. This letter marks the second recent approval supporting decentralized physical infrastructure networks and might signal shifting attitudes within the regulatory landscape. Corporate blockchain adoption continues to advance, with Europe's largest asset manager Amundi launching its first tokenized money market fund on the Ethereum blockchain. This underlines growing integration of blockchain in traditional finance sectors. Key market risks remain, including XRP's price volatility despite ETF inflows, ongoing regulatory uncertainties especially as Tether exits Uruguay mining, and longer-term threats from emerging quantum computing capabilities warned by Vitalik Buterin, which could impact blockchain security by 2028. Opportunities lie ahead as XRP's expanding institutional use case and ETF inflows could fuel new all-time highs. Similarly, quantum-resistant assets like Zcash may attract greater inflows if security narratives gain traction. The anticipated market cycle reset combined with a possible Fed rate cut presents diversification openings into tokens such as PEPENODE, which targets significant returns from small investments. To summarize, keep an eye on XRP breaking above $3 for a possible rally, monitor Zcash's pattern test for momentum confirmation, and watch for macroeconomic signals from the Federal Reserve that may influence crypto markets broadly. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.